Welcome to Mind Body Stuff. I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bernice.
We missed you guys last week.
Where were you?
We were gone.
Oh, we were gone. That's right. We were gone.
We were taking a respite.
Respite. We were on a respite.
Respite.
I hope you all had a wonderful time over the 4th of July.
We did.
We did. You did. She did a trip. Talk about your trip for a sec.
Oh my God. I feel like an asshole complaining about a vacation.
I know, but it's just such an interesting. It's good for people who are thinking about vacations to sort of think about how they want to plan their vacation.
Don't do what I did. It was fun, but it was like we drove 7 hours to get to Seattle and we got there at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So, you know, we have a little bit of an evening. And then the next morning we have like, you know, like a couple hours to get out of town. And then it was like a ferry, and then you drive, and then it was another ferry, and then you drive. And so we didn't get to Victoria till like 6 p.m. on day two. So that's basically 2 full days of transportation.
Of travel, we would say.
Yes, we would say travel.
We would say travel.
Of travel. Then we're in Victoria. It's amazing. Great. We have 2 full days there.
Okay. 2 full days.
But then we have to start our journey back 2 days early because you can't get home in 1 day, really. So then we have a noon ferry. So we had to get to the ferry place like before that. And then so we have the noon ferry and then we get off the ferry and then we drive to Leavenworth. We got there at about 5 p.m. and then we had the evening there. And then the next morning we get up and we drive home.
Yes. So you had 4 days of travel.
2 days of chilling.
Of respite.
It was not respitable.
So
respiteful.
6 days.
There was no respite.
6 days, there were 2 days of respite.
And 4 days of travel.
Yeah. So anyway, for people thinking and planning ahead, if you do
don't
have 3 small children, I would recommend if children of any age. That was too much.
Yeah. But my husband, he's like, this is great. What are you talking about? And then he makes me feel like an asshole because I'm complaining about it. I'm like, this is too much. And we have a little Prius. And so the kids are like 3 in a row and then we're in the front. And then the entire car is packed to the brim. Like I cannot load the car myself because it's a game of Tetris.
It's scientific.
I mean, it's bad. You guys, it's bad. And so then I feel like helpless because I can't pack. And then everywhere you go, you're packing, unpacking, packing, unpacking, packing, unpacking. It's like my least favorite thing ever. So anyways, I know I'm whining a lot. It was a great trip, but it was hard.
So anyway, just if you're thinking and planning your trips in the future.
Don't do what I did.
Don't do that unless you really, some people love road trips, which might be your husband. He might like road trips.
It's an adventure, you know.
And it's an adventure and packing. Some people really like packing and unpacking things.
I hate that shit.
So just something to keep in mind.
I was like, next year, we're going to rent a house somewhere beautiful, and we're going to drive there in less than a day, and we're going to stay there
the entire time. Yeah.
And then we're going to drive home.
Yeah, you're going to have
to unpacking this fucking car once. That's it. Just once. Which brings us to our topic today.
Yes.
Of anger.
Of anger.
We're going to talk about anger today.
Not respite and not ink. Let's think of a different apprentice.
What?
I'm thinking of different pronunciation for anger.
Anger. We've had podcasts about respite and podcasts about forgiveness, but now we're going to talk about anger. Well, it's a powerful emotion.
It is. And a very powerful emotion.
One of the things that made us want to talk about this, or one of the things that made me want to talk about this was, A, I'd been feeling some anger recently, so I was looking at that. And two, you said something in the forgiveness podcast when you said the thing about anger is that it feels powerful, that just like really struck a chord with me. I'm like, that is so true about anger. It feels powerful.
Yeah, it feels so powerful.
And when you're in a situation that feels like that, you know, makes you feel angry, it's usually because you want some sort of power in the situation. You feel powerless or you feel like you've been wronged or you feel like something is
some injustice.
There's some injustice and you're angry about it. And so you want to get some power in the situation.
Yes,
and
you want to kind of ignite it.
Yeah, you ignite it. And I feel like in that regard, like anger feels really powerful.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. The problem with anger is how we express it.
Yes.
Or we should be curious about how we express it. Is it effective in the way we're expressing it? And are we overdoing it? Mm-hmm. Or are we not doing it enough?
Right.
Which some of us may not be doing it enough. We might be internalizing it all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly.
Or some of us do it too much. We yes. might be always placing it out. And it's one of our basic emotions. It's like anger, happiness, sadness, disgust, I think, are some of the five.
Oh, that's right. I think that's true.
Five basic
emotions. Yeah, there's five. There's one more in there somewhere.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But you're right.
Happy? Did I say happy?
I think you said happy. You said anger, sadness, disgust, happiness.
And there's one other one. But anyway.
Yeah, I've read this too. There's actually a whole dance movement based on these five.
Oh, on the five main.
Main emotions.
Oh, how interesting.
It's fascinating. And it really reminded me of Ulla in some ways. It's this woman. She created this modality.
Modality. I love base, that.
Yeah. And then there's different movements that go with those different emotions. Anyways, yes, there are five major ones.
The ones here in Psychology Today was their happiness, sadness, anxiety, disgust, and anger.
Oh, okay, cool.
Anxiety is a big one, obviously.
I mean, which is so weird because I wouldn't necessarily describe anxiety as an emotion.
It feels to me more physical.
It does feel so physical
like,
to me.
Anxiety to me is just like my heart rate's elevated.
I've been watching so much Game of Thrones and I think it's causing me anxiety.
Oh, it can cause you anxiety. Yeah, anything
that
like that.
Because I'm like, oh my God,
what's going to happen?
But the show is also.
That's why it's worked so well.
It though. Does.
How
like I couldn't. There was a scene last night and, you know, just like I noticed I did like a body scan as I was watching it because I'm like, I am worked up. I am worked up
and
watching
then you
this.
Need to know what's going to happen. It's yeah. your hook. So you're like, I got to watch the next episode.
Oh, totally. I am so unproductive because I can't stop watching.
Good job, Game of Thrones.
They're so
folks.
Good. But they also, it also has given me like. An interesting perspective on anger, that show, too.
Oh, in what way?
Well, just there's so much aggression. There's so much outward.
Yes.
You know, and just like, even just like, you just want to blow shit up when you watch that, you know, with the dragons and
oh,
everyone's
yeah.
like,
bleh! And I want to get on one. And you
yeah.
know, I'm like, yeah, I'll fire
it's
up
not
that
like,
village.
Let's sit down and talk about our conflict.
Yeah, there's no diplomacy.
There's no diplomacy. It's like, I'm just going to burn this shit down. And I'm like, yes.
Welcome to feudal Europe.
But I think that is like one of the things about anger is it's fire, it's fuel. And like when we do Ulla, or especially like Ulla 1, talk about, you know, those types of emotions being the fuel for action that hopefully it's driven by what's underneath the anger. So hopefully the action we take isn't this angry energy that we put out there. But I think the question that we always need to ask ourselves with our anger is, okay, but what's underneath this?
Yes, right.
Okay, but what's underneath?
Because remember, I was talking to Kaylee about this when I was in training to be mm-hmm. a counselor. Mm-hmm. I had a client that was super angry and they were watching the film back. And I'm like, well, they're just angry. You know, they're angry at so-and-so. You can see it. And my mentor was like, well, yeah, but anger is usually the first emotion you'll see. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Like mind mm-hmm. blown. Like, what mm-hmm. do you mean? They're like, well, usually it's the one folks go to. It's mm-hmm. their go-to. But then if you look, there's always something deeper yeah. beneath the anger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And that kind of blew me away thinking, I don't know, I just assumed it was just like, well, of course they're angry because this is an injustice.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think about it with, I think about, like last year when I was super upset with what was happening at the border, which it's happening this year too, but I just like, I made myself sick last year. So I kind of promised myself I wouldn't get as into it. But when I felt the feelings of anger, I feel like anger on its own is not productive, but I do think that anger can spark a fire that then can be productive. But mm-hmm. it has to tie into that question of, okay, but what is underneath this? And when you think about what is underneath that, if you can act from a place of what is underneath that, then I think productive things can really come from anger.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people aren't getting angry about the injustices that are happening in this world, then I don't think it would cause, we wouldn't have all that fuel to then propel action forward.
No, that's
so
true.
Rather than acting in an angry manner about something, we say, okay, this, I'm feeling all this anger. What is underneath it? Okay, well, I feel like there are huge injustices happening. So if I can understand what's underneath that, then I can say, okay, well, how can I actually do something productive
what do
that
I want?
Addresses the injustice or the sadness that I feel under that. And oftentimes I feel like sadness is under anger.
Yes, I think a lot of times it's sadness.
Sadness is under anger, but sadness is such a vulnerable emotion. It's an internal one, and anger is an external emotion. And so many times it's easier for us to push the anger out rather than go in and deeply feel the sadness that is underneath the anger.
Yes, right. I'm going to read from this. This is a simple article on anger from Psychology Today that anyone can look up. Researchers posit that these emotions, those five basic ones, have served a protective purpose over the long course of human history. In particular, anger is related to the fight, flight, or freeze response of the sympathetic nervous system. It prepares human faculties for the first option, to fight. Mm-hmm. But fighting doesn't necessarily mean throwing punches. It might motivate communities to combat injustice by changing laws or intentionally shifting norms of behavior, which is what you're talking about. Of course, anger too easily or frequently mobilized can undermine relationships, and studies show it is deleterious to bodies in the long term.
Yeah.
So it is bad for your body. If you're always experiencing these sort of stress hormones,
That's what happened to me last year.
From reading about all the injustices happening at the border.
Yeah.
And so you had to kind of tone that back.
Yes.
And now I appreciate this year how you're kind of funneling that stress hormone, that anger response, into sort of these sort of very clear avenues of action.
Action.
Right. Yeah. And then not just sort of then rereading everything or going back and just...
I can't read anything.
Yeah.
I won't read anything.
Because you notice
because
that
it I know
was just...
Because I know what's happening. I know what's happening down there, so I don't need to keep activating that feeling in me. I just need to create an action, which is we've collected, I think, like 26 baby carriers now that we're sending down to the border. So I can still be as effective... without making myself sick.
Sick, yes.
Because that's what was happening last year. I was getting sick.
Yes, you're getting physically ill.
Anger is a nasty one. It makes you like feel rotten inside.
Oh, yeah. You feel it kind of churning around in your gut and your chest. And it's just like, oh, I don't feel very good.
It doesn't feel good. But it does feel – I feel like if it festers, it feels gross. But I do think the first moment of anger kind of feels good.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Depending on – well, I thought this is interesting because I was thinking, how do you – how – and for you all to think about this too, how do you express anger with different groups of people? So let's just think about that for a second.
That's a very – yeah.
One, how do you express anger, let's say, in just a public setting? Let's say you're getting bad service at a restaurant.
Yes.
Something like that. So that's one way.
Right.
One – what would we say, type of way to express anger.
Well, how would you express it?
Well, for me, you know, I internalize it at the restaurant.
And I don't.
And you don't. She's very vocal.
Well,
which is good.
Your job is service.
Yeah.
If you don't like to serve people, then don't be a server.
And the worst thing for me is I repress it until, if it's, then suddenly I'm just like, you know.
Yeah.
We can't eat here anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, okay, but you could have. In fact, Joe's friend this last weekend was like, well, don't you think we could just say that the burgers weren't cooked correctly?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
inside I'm like, I just won't come here again.
Yeah, right.
And that I realized she was bringing up a good point. She said, you can just say that you wanted. And she said, and you're helping them too.
You are.
So I thought, oh, good point. Thank you for that. So one, let's think that in the public setting. Two, let's think of it with so a second level of friendship, like in relationship, but maybe not close friends.
Yeah.
And then others, close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, family members.
Family's the hardest. Always the hardest. Family's the hardest.
But isn't that interesting to think that we express anger in different ways, depending on what type of relationship we're acting it out in?
Yeah.
Because I just kind of like, I'm like, oh, because with my family, I'm like very... very
hot
to trot.
You run hot.
And then, you know, this is so funny because yesterday we were having a little meeting here, as we should. Kaylee's very good about little check-ins. And so we're doing a little check-in and someone's commenting on something to me. And suddenly I start responding, which I don't think I'm responding very hotly, but I'm responding. And Kaylee right away says, what did you say? Something like, oh, it was good. It was like, is this upsetting to you?
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And then I went back to my husband last night and I said, well, I just don't think I expressed my anger too visibly. And he just looked at me. He's like, oh my God. He's like, you are the worst.
You're the worst. You're the worst. You're the worst. You're like an open book.
Because I think I'm like, so calm. I'm so calm right now. But I'm like,
your tone changes immediately. The tone of your voice changes immediately.
To
like
what
the
tone?
Way you speak.
It's all like.
Even the like syncopation changes.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's.
Rob does the same thing.
Oh.
I can just, it's just an immediate change. And I'm like, oh, that nicked something in there.
Yeah, that's, and I think that's interesting that I'm not aware
that
of it.
That you think that you aren't
I'm not aware of it. So another thing for all of us to think about, like, are you aware of how you act when you're angry? Yeah. And maybe you're not sometimes, which is okay too.
Yes.
Something to be curious about.
I know. And I just like, going back to like our forgiveness podcast, it's like, anger burns you up inside.
Yes.
You know, so it's like, is it really worth getting angry about? That's something that I try to ask myself about this situation. Is it really worth like me like causing this little nasty spark inside of myself that I may then verbalize and make it this external thing and then spark that in somebody else? Because that's kind of what anger does. It's like sets these little fires, and then I say something nasty to you and then you feel all riled up, and then you know, it's like it can spread.
Oh yeah, it can spread. Like any emotion, as we've been learning, like sadness,
yes,
depression,
yes,
even anxiety, you know,
can spread.
You'd be
on
a plane
sure.
And someone's like, oh, did you feel that outside the window? And then I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then I hear someone praying behind me, and I'm like, I think we're in trouble.
Yeah, right? That's so true. Well, and so one of our fun adventures on this trip was my husband, Rob. He's a wonderful man. However, there are some things about him that I cannot stand. One of them being his mindfulness when it comes to like where he puts his stuff.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into Canada, we have our passports, and he takes them back in possession. Long story short, I'm not going to bore you guys with the details, but we have a very short window to catch this ferry. And can I tell you all, we were the last car onto the ferry.
Oh, jeez.
Do you know how stressful that is for me?
Hello.
I'm one of those people who likes to be the first person on the
airplane.
Yeah,
she's always first. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was the last car on the ferry, and the ferry later that day was full. So we would have been more day. We couldn't get –
You wouldn't have made it.
So anyways, long story short, Rob can't find the passports. Okay? We dig through the car. We dig through every single bag. Our car that I've told you about is packed to the brim. We're in this parking lot going through all of our stuff. Piper tries to get in the stroller. It rolls downhill. It rolls over her. Like, I mean, it was chaos in this – parking lot trying to find these fucking passports.
Because you know why?
But he won't apologize.
Rob hides things.
He hides things.
He's a hider.
He hides things. And
then
he can't remember where he hides them because he's not mindful.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's it. You never, ever get a hold onto the passports again. They're mine.
Right. Yeah. No.
Quit. But he won't say sorry. And then it pisses me off.
No, we don't say sorry.
No, you don't say sorry. And it pisses me off so bad. And then I am angry. And then he's like, Kaylee, your attitude right now is not helping the situation.
Oh, then
and
he
you're
gets
stressing
to blame
out
you.
The kids.
Because he almost,
then he gets to blame me.
Yes.
Where I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You caused this. Don't tell me to get my emotions in check about
right.
this. We're about to miss the last ferry off this island. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, this is
I was
a
very
stressful
angry.
Time.
I was very
actually.
Angry.
This is a good time
but
to
then
be
he
stressed.
Shames me for my anger, which that pisses me off
oh,
even
yeah,
more.
Oh, yeah, the double shame.
The double shame is like just a whammy, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Yeah, because you're like, anyways. You probably shouldn't be getting this angry anyway. You know, part of you's thinking like,
well, it does,
I'm getting kind of worked up.
What can my anger do to serve?
And there's it's really not going to help
no,
then
it's
at
not
all.
Gonna help. Yes, maybe it helps me by
but
sending baby carriers down to the border, but my anger in this situation, nothing good can come out of me being angry.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
But I kind of think it will because then I'm like, you'll never do this again, right? Because I'm going to get so mad this time that you're going to think about this a little more next time.
He's going to be great, but he doesn't.
No. 15 years later, he will never change.
Not that part, no.
I've been with him in other countries so many times when he's lost his wallet. Like, I mean, it's just traveling with him is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
I love the man.
Yeah. That's the beauty of relationship too, by the way, get off topic, but
no, it's
this
true.
Sort of tolerance of these certain, I mean, I think like you say that there are things that are malleable in a couple as you develop and you're writing your book together, you know, for your life.
Sure.
But I have realized that certain things
oh my God.
Aren't as malleable and that I can't take it as like, cause sometimes I like to take it as failure.
Oh,
you know, like, well,
I was fantasizing about being married to someone with OCD.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you
yes.
know.
Yes. Well, I thought of that, too, sometimes.
I was like,
although
I would
know
be
a few people,
in a dream world if my husband were obsessively compulsive.
But I wonder what would happen then, like if we had an OCD person.
I don't know. We'd probably be unhappy as well.
Oh, no, because we're just both people would be like, oh, my God. What
did, did you get that? Where is it?
There's dust on the floor. Did you see it?
Now, can we do a verbal list for
I think
the 20th time?
We're going to be late. We're going to be late.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Get in the car.
Oh, I'm just doomed to be miserable.
Well, it is like we just have to like we pick these people and they're awesome people. And there's just certain things that we just have to be accepting of.
Yeah.
But that I'm trying to put my head around that and not be angry about.
I know. But it's like, when does anger serve and when doesn't it serve?
Yes.
You know? And so I think kind of analyzing the situation, which is hard to do with anger because, like you said, anger is the first one that wants to come out. So it's hard to stop and pause and analyze before you say, now, is this worth getting angry
yes,
about?
Yes, it almost happens.
Because it just
fast.
Happens
yeah.
so fast.
Yes.
It's like, it just comes out and then you're like, fuck, now I'm angry.
And they talk about that in anger management courses, you know, where you're.
Maybe I should go to one.
Where you're, I've been to one, actually.
Have you?
Yes.
Anger management.
Yes, anger
what?
Management.
Tell me this story.
And you're supposed
no,
to be like.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. You were required in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You go to anger management.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm never angry.
Oh, I love that you did that. You did a lot. You've joined a lot of cool things. You've gone to AA.
Went to AA.
And
yep.
you went to a church one too, right?
Yeah, I went to a church group for a while too.
Church group,
yeah.
AA,
I just
want to
know
management.
How all those people, or how we're all working together.
I
you
love
know,
that.
Like, educate me. Help
yeah.
me.
Help
me understand.
Yeah.
But the anger management thing, it seems so easy when they talk about it. They're like, and now you'll notice where in your body, start noticing your triggers, like
yeah.
where internally you're
yes.
feeling it. That might be a trigger. Maybe you have a tingle in your hand. I don't know what it is for each person.
My pinky is tingly again. I feel some anger coming on.
I feel like my eyes are getting kind of bug-eyed.
Oh,
and
God.
Then you would know.
You see those people, though. You're like, uh-oh, it's coming.
They're getting worked up. And then you're supposed
the
to be
twitch.
Like, yeah, the twitch. I'm like, they seem unhappy. And then you're supposed to take like, 10 seconds, you know, where you breathe or you just internally count, you know.
Yeah.
10, 9, 8. And then you're supposed to think to yourself, now, how am I going to react?
Uh-huh,
is this going to be helpful to react this way?
Right.
But like in that thing yesterday, like how am I, you know, that's like, you know, I can't.
No. But you weren't like angry. I
wasn't angry.
Feel it
I
like
was getting escalated.
You were escalated.
I was escalating.
For no reason, really.
No reason. More like nobody bosses me.
Yeah, you don't like to be bossed. That's another thing with Rob. Why do I have to hang out with people who cannot? I'm your boss, dude. And you, I could, there's no way I could ever boss you.
I'm off.
You're like, I don't think so. Same with Rob. He's like, he has to be the leader. But I'm like, I also enjoy being the leader, just so everyone knows.
Yes.
But with Rob, it's always a fight because we both are like to be a leader.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I'm like, how dare you? And I'll do a little test where if we're walking side by side, I'll take one route and see if he'll follow me. And he won't. He'll
go
a different
that's
route.
That's how Mike is too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, it pisses me off.
Yeah, very independent.
But see, now I just need to say, is it worth me getting worked up about? No.
No, not really.
But I told him on this trip, I'm like, you know what? You should have married just a passive girl who was just so happy to go along with everything you want.
And then he decided to
go late
to the fairy.
And he's my Prince Charming, and it's okay. I just love him.
I love him. He's so fun. And then we decided to do this and eat dinner finally at 9 p.m.
Oh, and it was such a good dinner, though. I just love him.
It was a wonderful dinner. Although I'm like, when's dinner? It's like 5.
Well, I just, you know, I'm like, would he be happier if he was with someone who just could follow along?
I
like
doubt
little,
it. He didn't pick that person.
A little sheep?
He didn't pick that person. He picked you.
He, yeah, well.
So that's indicative
I know. But
of
there's,
something.
We are meant to learn things. from each other.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
I think part of a partnership is you need to choose someone who's going to help you grow.
I think I'm a good follower for some
time. You are a good follower.
I follow. It's a certain thing.
Certain things. When you think you know better.
Yes.
Then you're like, don't. You won't even entertain listening when you think somebody.
That's a dumb idea.
When you think you know more about it.
I know.
Which real estate, you do think you know. You deal in real estate a lot. So you are the expert in this.
But I do make mistakes, as anyone does all the time.
Not usually, though.
Yeah, no, I've made some. Like the lake house now that I'm dealing with, which dealt with anger, which I want to talk about.
Let's talk about
our anger thing. Because I bought this lake house. This is like, you know, total, you know, elitist conversation. So I apologize for that. Anyway, I bought the lake house and it's a teeny tiny lake house on a kind of cliff, whatever. And the neighbor, she decides to just start using my driveway to put in a new house on her property.
That is heinous.
So she just, and so one time we go up there and it's like some of our trees are knocked down.
But how can she do this? I don't understand.
So because, I'm going to talk about too, you guys.
Yes.
The other thing to think about in anger is, and we'll get back to this later, how do you express anger? So there's passive aggressive, there's aggressive, and there's assertive.
Mm.
So think of the three types. And they can be different with different groups of people, as we talked about. So passive aggressive, aggressive.
Yeah.
Or assertive.
Okay.
So let's hear the story. So anyway, she takes down like a tree or two and my husband goes over there because I'm like, don't talk to her. Oh my God. She's destroying our property. Like I'm all internalized. Like my life is ruined now. And he's like, I'm just going to talk to her. How's that for an idea?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't look up your name. I just didn't know who owned this property.
What?
It's public knowledge.
It's so easy to find that.
Madam. And, so anyway, we work out, you know, she's like, well, I'm just going to, you know, use it for a little bit because I need to put in this double wide house that she's putting, double wide trailer. And we're like, okay. Well, we don't really say okay, but maybe I do because I'm passive aggressive. You'll see. She puts in this giant double wide trailer, takes down all our power poles.
Oh, no.
She's killed every tree on that property line. She's destroyed our driveway.
Oh, no.
And now we go up there and she's actually using our driveway to build her new deck. So, and Mike's like, I'll just go over and talk to her and say, stop.
Yeah.
And of course I'm like, no, because I'm passive aggressive.
Right.
So inside it's all internalized. Like basically my whole world is ruined, but I'm not willing to
deal with
process with her.
Sure.
So anyway, we just put a chain up over the driveway and says no trespassing.
Oh.
And I'm going to get bids from people that driveways and then I'm going to give it to her. So have a conversation with her and say, look, dear.
Yes.
Whatever your name is.
Yeah.
We need to talk about what's happened
what's
here.
Happened.
And
yeah.
I'm so happy you have a new house, but unfortunately you've destroyed our driveway.
Right.
But so for me, it was interesting to note that I was not willing to just go and confront her.
Right. But why not? Do you know why?
Because I'm terrified of her anger.
Oh, you're afraid of her anger.
I think I'm afraid of her anger. But who gives a shit?
Right.
Like, what if she gets mad at me? I'm also terrified of destroying the relationship with someone you live next to, which is kind of like, it's kind of a big deal. Don't you guys think?
It is
living next to someone and then you're going to have to process all this with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which she started it, by the way.
Oh, she totally
did. So here's the anger part. Like, well, you started it.
Yeah.
But so I want to be like, so I have other people telling me just sue her.
Right.
Just go and sue her. But I'm like,
that doesn't
but
feel
that's
right
what
either.
Our country is all
just
about,
so bad about that.
Litigation. I'm so sick of this.
Yeah.
Like, can't we just go say, hey, look, you destroyed the driveway. Here's a bid to make it look good.
Right. Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
I think that's a great plan. And I think this is one of those situations where if you didn't have any anger about it, then she could feel like she could take advantage of you. Because I think sometimes people are like, well, how much are they going to put up with? How much are they going to take?
Yeah.
So if you just, you know, kind of say, okay, I just need to, you know, sit with this and I don't want to feel anger and I don't want to have to maybe deal with her anger, then I feel like she could be like, oh, well, they're obviously fine with this. And
yes.
And I think that's why sometimes I use anger because I'm like, I think that this is actually going to stop this.
Which it probably might have stopped it.
Maybe.
Yeah. If I had just said, hey, stop. But then I kind of wanted to work with her.
Yeah.
Because I felt bad she was trying to put in her house.
Right.
But now I feel like she took advantage.
Right. I think for me, and maybe for you too, we need to figure out how to deal with conflict without it being so emotional.
Good. Oh, there. You just hit the nail on the head.
You know, because for us, it's this highly emotionally charged thing.
Yes.
But conflict doesn't have to be emotional. And that's what Rob said. We were talking about this, about something else. Just there's like, you know, just the issues with the property, and there's a lot going on, and just, you know, figuring out costs and all that stuff. And I said, well, do you think so-and-so is going to get like upset? And he's like, no, because we're just going to use logic. Like, yeah. You know, and it just look at the facts.
Right.
And like, you know,
be straightforward.
Yeah, be straightforward. Yeah. You know, and I think that for some people that just comes easier than
yeah.
for others.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing, but I think that, that's just something to know about ourselves too. Like, I'm highly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in many ways being highly emotional has served me. But there are some ways that it doesn't serve me.
Yes.
And in some ways that it doesn't serve me is in conflict. I have a very, very, very hard time dealing with conflict without it becoming emotional.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's the conflict is attached to emotion.
Uh-huh.
Versus just like, it's just conflict.
It's conflict.
So we have to decide it's either A or B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we want to do with it?
Yeah.
It's not like the end of the world.
Yeah, right.
Like, to me, I'm like, oh no, then our relationship will end
right.
and I can't live here anymore.
Right.
Like, yeah, totally. Like this whole scenario playing out right. in my head versus, you know, like yeah. Rob probably thinking,
you've crossed your property line. You've destroyed our property. These are the facts.
Yes.
I'm not going to get emotional. I mean, I'm saying this from a perspective I could never possibly do my own, but these are the facts.
Yeah.
So in order to repair our property to the way it was before you damaged it, this is the cost.
This is what we're going to do.
So you're going to pay for this and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, and
yeah.
if they cause an issue, then you can continue to figure out from there. But I think that's a really hard thing for us.
That's a very good point. Conflict attached to emotion.
And then I was also thinking about what you said about passive aggressive, assertive, or aggressive.
Yes.
And I think that you and I maybe do this opposite, because I feel like with strangers, you're passive aggressive.
Yeah.
But then with your family, you can go aggressive really quick.
Oh, fast.
And for me, I'm aggressive with strangers.
Yes, you are.
And I'm like, my family, when I say my family, I mean like parents and sister
extended
and stuff.
Family.
Extended family. I'm passive aggressive.
Yes. Good point. That's
but
a good point.
With my immediate family, I don't know. I think I'm just assertive, maybe in the middle, somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, assertive.
Like
and of course, that would be the goal. You would want
household.
To be assertive. Be able to just
yeah.
say how we're feeling, not
yeah.
kind of go too overboard with it, but express that anger in an assertive way.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me,
right.
Rob.
Excuse me that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think
this is the 50th time you've lost the passports, so I'm kind of done with it.
And now they're my responsibility.
And I've got a fanny pack
you
right
never
here.
Never
going
to touch anybody's passport ever again.
That's the learning curve.
But isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Because,
yeah.
like, we had this situation, we were in Seattle, and we're trying really hard to reduce our plastic use. And everybody just, especially when you have kids, you show up at a restaurant, and they immediately just bring plastic cups with straws to the table.
Yes.
Just, boom, they're just there. We have our Camelback, like, cups, drinking cups on the table for our kids. And she brings these big old clunky
plastic
things. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. We don't need those. We already have,
we already have cups.
Yeah. We already have our own cups. And she looked at me.
Oh, they get offended.
And she just like, didn't say a word. She just kind of scrunched her eyes.
Mm.
And like that just totally set me off. I'm like, we're just trying to reduce our plastic use. Like, and then I started to get fired up because she wasn't like, even like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay. We can use these again. Or like, she didn't even like, oh wow. Good for you guys or whatever. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm trying to save the fucking planet for your kids too. Just so you know, it's not just for my kids.
It's
for yours
everybody.
Too.
Yeah.
But anyways, but see, do you see how angry this gets?
Yeah.
This makes me, I'm
right.
just like, but like, don't be a server if you don't want to interact with people.
Well, I find
I've been a server. You have to just be nice to people. You have to interact with people.
Oh yeah, and you have to be like, oh great, you have
good
props.
For you. Oh,
that's
I'm so sorry.
Awesome.
Great, I can use these again. Bring them back. To
they
the
do
kitchen.
That at
Whatever.
Our coffee place.
Totally.
They're always like, I complained about the holders for the soup, and they're like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. And two of the servers are like, yeah, we hate those styrofoam holders. Well, and then they changed it.
Yeah, and then they changed
like
it.
Like a week later, they got a little cardboard.
They got
holders.
Cardboard ones. But it was just, it's funny how, like, with strangers, I just get, it's easier for me, which is not a very nice quality.
Yeah, strangers, myself. I don't really care about, I mean, I have.
You know, I know, see, you don't care.
So whatever, like, I don't really care. But people I'm close to, boy, then I'm so invested, yeah. Over invested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that's when, like, you or Joe or some people are like, wow, someone's getting a little testy. Like, Joe's wedding and one of the poor bridesmaids brings something political at breakfast about, like, healthcare. And I think I'd had a sip of coffee from someone. I like to blame
Don't
it
give
on
her coffee.
External stuff. But I just went off, like, on a political – I thought I was being very straightforward. But it's my tone, I think. And the poor bridesmaid was just kind of crumbling, like, just like, I just wanted to talk about my how I was going to be a physical therapist. And I was just like, and my daughter looks at me and she's like, you need to leave the table now. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she just said, awesome. She's like, you are losing your, you know,
oh my
this
God.
Is not a political rally where you're going to, like, get everyone fired up about.
Oh, that is so funny.
But it was that, and I didn't realize that it was just, you know. Yeah. Too much.
But when do you think, I mean, when do you think anger, do you ever think that, like, aggressive anger is beneficial?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, maybe in times of danger.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Where it's really like.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta fight.
You're gonna freaking fight. Like, it's me or you, baby.
Yeah.
And sure. And I hope it's me, but if it's not, at least I went down trying super hard.
Right.
But I think we make the mistake by sort of getting that elevated in situations that aren't life or death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I almost feel like that sometimes where I'm just all like, oh,
yeah,
I need to defend myself. And I'm like, whoa, you're not going to die from this.
Right. Yeah.
But it might be what you said is that conflict piece because it has so much emotion tied to it that it either internalize or you externalize. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because it makes me think about, like, I don't know, like, so there was the other day I was walking my dog who's voice trained, a golden retriever, very sweet little guy, off of a leash with my three kids going for a walk in the neighborhood, like super quiet streets. And this lady from her window, she's like, put that dog on a leash. And I just ignored her. And then we kept walking.
You're like, get a life.
Well, I kept walking. Hold on. And then she said, I said, put that damn dog on a leash. And I said, and then that pissed me off. And I said, relax and mind your own business. And I kept walking. So I obviously.
Yeah, but that's kind of a very straightforward.
But then, you guys, she got in her car and she came after me. And she was like following us through the streets. And then I stopped. And I just stared at her and we had to stare down. And she was in her car, this old Mercedes. And I was on the street. And I did then go and put my dog on a leash because I was like, because I literally just paid for a ticket for having my dog off the leash like a week before. So I'm like, God damn it.
Even though he's very good off leash.
Yeah, I know. It's just annoying. So if that had not have happened, I would have been like, whatever. And I would have kept walking without him on a leash. But I did put him on a leash. And so I just stood there and she's just sat there in a cart and we like were staring at each other. And then finally she drove off and I got her license plate number. But then as we were walking around the streets, I took him off a leash and then she was like following us and going through alleys. And then I was like so worked up inside and I couldn't figure out like how, like, I don't know, like having my kids see me that way.
Yeah.
I told my kids that she was rotten inside. And then I remember when I came to the office, you guys were like, whoa. And I was like, should I not have told them that she's rotten inside? But I don't know. Like, I felt like she was rotten inside. But then I called my friend whose dad is a cop. And I was like, should I call the cops? Because that's a weird thing. And that's intimidating to have a woman in a car driving around the streets looking for us. I'm with my three kids and a golden retriever.
Yeah.
You know? And so then but I didn't end up calling the cops. But then I'm wondering, like, could my anger, like, if I don't know, it's like, how could I use that? Maybe I did call the cops on her. Maybe she has these complaints against her. So maybe, you know, I don't know. Could it have been of benefit? Or should I have just, like, how should I have handled that situation?
Right. Especially if she does it again.
Yeah, and you so I almost want to test her and go do it again.
Because then if she does again, then you can call the police and say,
and be like, this you know, continually is happening, blah, 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 blah. But she was so angry. You could tell she's so angry. She's just sitting by her window with nothing better to do than to look to see whose dog is off the leash.
Yeah.
And then to go and intimidate them.
In her car and
I'm like, you have way
you.
Too much anger.
Yeah, why are you so angry?
I mean, wouldn't you like to just sit down with that woman and be like, what's underneath
Yeah,
this?
She's got other stuff. What's underneath She's got this? A lot of
what
stuff.
What is underneath
are you
this?
Lonely?
But then it made me so angry, you know?
Yeah, it her anger ignited your
totally
anger.
Totally ignited my anger.
I love that kind of stranger anger, though, because I get all like, okay, let's do a lesson.
I know. I want to teach her
a
lesson.
I get so excited about, like, and for me, it's more like, what's you know, like the guy that swore at me in the car.
Oh, yeah. When
and I'm like, have a wonderful
yeah.
day.
Totally.
And it made him so angry because those people want to get more people angry too.
They
They're
do.
Like, everybody get angry. And it's like, no, I'm not going to get angry. You're a lame-o. Like,
I know.
Go figure your stuff out.
I know. Well, did I tell you that I found, as you can find, it's public information.
Oh, you found out.
Yeah, I've learned everything about
as
her.
You can
her
find,
name.
Like
her,
the woman who did my driveway.
Yeah, exactly. You can find this information out. It had her phone. Then I found her in the white pages because I found her name. And then I called, but the number had been disconnected. But I actually called her and I was going to be like, listen.
Oh, good.
Here's how I feel about this situation.
Right.
You do this again, and I'm going to call the cops on you because you cannot intimidate me and my children
I
as we're going through a walk.
I have children with me, too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not just me and my dog.
But I'm just wondering, like, okay, should I have not yelled back at her, relax and mind your own business?
She was all hoping that you would say something to
she
her,
She was
too.
Hoping. It
yeah.
Ignited, yeah, she was
That's
waiting
the
for
trigger.
Me to respond.
Yeah, she's all, I'm going to drop a little hook out.
And I caught, I went for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, which
like,
is hard.
I went for that bait.
It's hard not to take those kind of hooks. That's what those people kind of thrive on, I
uh-huh.
think. There's certain people that thrive on
I think they totally
conflict
thrive on it.
And emotion.
But maybe
like
they yeah, exactly.
They thrive on that.
They're like, I want to feel something.
Yeah,
anger's
it's weird.
An easy one, so I'm
yeah.
going to go for anger.
Yeah, and I'm like, why pick anger? That's like, for me, I'm like, geez, it's
yeah, but
so...
she lives alone in a dark house by herself.
Yeah, and she
what
gets elevated. I'm sure her mood is very, like,
yeah, what else
low.
Is she gonna... Yeah.
And so she that gets her pumped up. Probably.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I'm feeling something.
I'm feeling
now.
Something. Finally.
And she probably feels powerful.
Yeah. She feels.
I'm gonna chase this
maybe
woman
in a
my
life where
car.
She's feeling more and more powerless.
Powerless. It gave her a sense of power.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like, can you imagine like that for working on the world stage?
Totally.
Like if you're working in different countries, it's easy to just be like, shut up. You know, like whatever. We're the most powerful country in the world.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Versus like, okay, let's try and figure out where you're coming from.
Right.
And not, and not make everything so explosive because you can see
so
where
explosive.
It becomes so
well, I think
problematic.
That's, I think Trump has just been so brilliant the way he has activated anger.
So good.
And
at
it makes people feel
they
powerful.
They say he's one of these, I mean, very
he's
talented.
A brilliant man.
He really
I mean,
is.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, he knows what to say, when to say it, when to distract.
Uh-huh. Totally.
I'm like, well, that's good. How
he,
are you doing
he
that?
Understands anger.
He
like, he
totally
gets those
understands
people
anger.
Worked up,
I think
man.
His dad was a very angry person, they
oh,
said.
So he, yeah.
So I wonder if he grew up kind of figuring out how to work with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because he's... Wow. And he knows what to say exactly. He gets them all kind of happy and cheery. And then he throws in the anger stuff. And then they're like, yeah.
When it does make you feel powerful.
Yeah, it does. Oh, if I was at one of those rallies, I might do the same thing.
Right.
I mean, I get all like, I have goosebumps.
You just feel the energy.
Getting all,
it's such high energy emotion too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, there's no sense of calmness to anger. It feels like if you want to feel something, if you want to feel something, anger's a great one.
Oh, anger's. And it's, as we know, it's one of the easiest ones to go
it's
to.
It's easy. It's not vulnerable.
Not
it's extra.
Vulnerable.
It's like you can push
it's
a lot.
It's not anxious because it's the opposite. It's almost the pushing out.
It's the pushing out.
And, it's so empowering. Like,
yeah, and it's intoxicating.
Intoxicating, too. Like, you're like, yeah, you hate those people, right? And everyone's like,
I hate them. Yeah.
And then suddenly you're like, I got power.
That's right.
This
that
is
feels
good.
Powerful.
So that works. What else works?
Uh-huh.
What about, you know, I don't know, what about your health care?
Right.
That's terrible.
Well, and thinking about, like, what you said earlier in this podcast about people who, then on the other side, there's the people who are afraid to express anger and then they internalize it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that there is, like when we do the angry songs in Ula, I think it can be so healthy for both sides of the spectrum.
That's
like, okay,
such a good
if you
point.
If you're prone to rage, get it out here. So yes. You don't have to get it out on the, you know, lady who gives you the wrong bag at the grocery store.
Yes.
You know, get it out here, like make the noise and like push it all through. And if you're one of those people who has a hard time expressing your anger, well, here's a safe space to get really upset and to get that stuff out of your body.
Get it out of your body.
We all feel anger, but it's just how do we express it?
Yes.
You know, are you internalizing it? Is it making you feel sick inside? Is it, you know, is it festering in there because you're afraid of the conflict that may arise if you express it, or you're afraid to make waves within your family or
your community, perhaps?
Yeah.
Or your neighborhood, it might be.
Yeah. Right. Then like hopefully Ula can be this like safe space for you to let some of that out.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make you sick inside.
It's like an anger barometer.
Yeah, right.
Because sometimes I notice if I'm feeling frustrated in other areas of my life, it comes out in these little interactions.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's a clue to me, like, you're not, you know, you're feeling powerless in these other areas. And let's investigate why you're feeling that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
It's very interesting. The other day someone asked me if I had a mindfulness practice, and I was like, well, yeah, I feel like a lot of the work we do is about mindfulness, but I specifically mentioned this podcast. I was like, you know, I record a weekly podcast with my friend, and I feel like it's such a good mindfulness practice for me. And they laughed, and I was like, okay, I can understand how that may seem like,
yeah, silly,
but it's so true, because every time we talk about these different topics, it's not like we talk about it for this hour and then it's like we never think about it again.
No, we think about it all the time.
Yeah, it becomes like such a focused, mindful practice.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my anger. Okay,
my anger.
I forgot to think about that and why I'm feeling this way.
So then when I feel the feelings of anger come bubbling up next time I feel it, like then I can reflect back on the things we've talked about, and I'm like, okay, this is good. Like, where is this coming from? What's underneath it? Do I need to pause? Is this going to be effective? Is this, you know, can I feel the anger so that then I get some fuel to move something that I need to move, to take action in a certain direction? Like, it's just fascinating.
It is. I did that this last weekend with Kaylee. She was out of town on her vacation and I was up at the lake.
My respite.
And I was so depressed. Like, I was like, you know, because it got internalized.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, there's nothing I can do. Everything's over. I'm hating this whole vacation. Like, it just started to spiral down, as we've talked about before. And then I was going to call her. And I'm like, I'm not going to call her. She's on vacation. And plus, you're just driving and on ferries and shit. So I pretended you were with me.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then I'm like, so what would Kaylee say here? We would talk about this. And then I started thinking about some of the workshops we've done and our podcast. And then suddenly it all started to dissipate. It started to make sense. Like, you're feeling so strongly and so defeated, but you don't have to feel that way, B. You know, there's all sorts of ways you can take action.
Yeah.
This, and then also even saying, I feel shitty about my driveway. And then part of me was like feeling shitty about something like that.
Yeah.
Because like, this is ridiculous. There are people at the border.
Yeah.
There are people in the world starving to death. And you're concerned about your dumbass driveway.
Right.
But now that's the double guilt.
That's, yeah, exactly.
So then again, which we talked about many times, I said to myself, wait, I need to let myself feel this.
Mm.
Because that's also why I'm having trouble doing anything.
Yeah.
It's freezing me up.
It's freezing. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I wouldn't have done any of that if we didn't do this work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would have just been like, you know,
whatever.
And kind of given up and F this and been grumpy with everybody.
With everybody. Yeah.
And I didn't, I finally took about 2 hours and I'm like, okay, make a list. What you're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay.
You can feel sad
about this.
Yeah.
It's okay. You feel sad. I'm like, I feel sad. Okay. You feel sad.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
You feel sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Feel sad. It doesn't have to be earned sadness. You know, like,
yes.
It must be earned.
Yeah.
No, you feel sad.
Nobody died in this,
but you still feel sad.
But you are still allowed to feel sad.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be tragic.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
You don't have to earn. That is so interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, I didn't earn this. You didn't earn to feel bad about this. This is ridiculous.
You definitely have a drive to earn your stuff.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's from my heritage.
Right,
It was always brought up.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you earn it? Or even if
you... Did you earn this vacation?
If you're privileged, if you're experienced privileged stuff, it's like you know,
mm-hmm.
you better be quiet.
Oh, sure.
Because you're lucky.
You're lucky.
So don't be rude and don't be selfish, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And don't be... It's even deeper than selfish. It's like just not being a full... empathic human being.
Sure.
And it's like, oh no.
Right.
I'm not.
I know.
You know.
Well, I had a lot of guilt about our last week's podcast.
Oh yeah, because like, of the respite.
You guys, I almost was like, we can't publish that. I'm like, that's such a privileged topic.
Discussion.
Like, how self-centered and how whiny do I sound complaining about preparing for vacation? You know, it taps back into like this whole like
selfishness.
Yeah. That, you know, is like the number one like red. It's like the scarlet letter of my family. Is like, are you being selfish?
Yeah.
Are
right.
you self-centered?
Self-centered. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the scarlet letter. Is that what, am I saying that right?
Scarlet letter was, like the scarlet she was letter, the yeah. adulteress. Remember, yeah. and they put the A on
so
her
So she's
dress.
An adulteress. You know, for us in my family, it's like, are you being self-centered?
Yeah,
so
yours
for me, I'm like,
S.
oh my God, I can't, like, we can't talk about this. That's such a shitty topic. Like,
yeah.
you know. But
even
then,
though it's so applicable.
It's, yeah, and it's normal.
And it's normal, and it's part of life, and it's part of our lives. And for us to be authentic human beings, I think we have to just continue to explore where we're at.
Where we're at, exactly. You know what? And if...
And have awareness, too. We bring awareness to the discussion, mm-hmm. you know, and that mm-hmm. we all need respite.
We all need respite.
I mean, we all need respite, whether it's like, as we said, going to the
park. I need respite from my respite. I'm like, I'm so tired.
You just need to get angry about it.
I know, right?
Right? You
right?
guys, get angry.
Let us know, you guys. We'd love to hear from you.
We love hearing your comments.
We do. Thank you so much for those of you who do comment. And please, if you have 5 extra seconds, please go give us a rating on iTunes.
Oh,
it
yes.
helps us get seen. It helps get the podcast out there. At some point, you know, we'd love to keep growing this and
expand
our audience. So any little bit of help that you guys want to offer in that regard would be amazing. Thank you so much for being part of our lives and our world. And love you.
Love you.